All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Trisha McLaughlin said that the show's concept is under consideration. Though she denied that Noam had reviewed the pitch in question, the concept is in the very beginning stages of the vetting process. Approval has not yet been given or denied. I found this line interesting. The Department of Homeland Security receives hundreds of television show pitches a year. They do? Each proposal undergoes a thorough vetting process prior to denial or approval. Well, if I'm that person, I'm like, well, hey, Homeland Security Director, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is behind this. We got to do it. I don't give a shit what it is. If she's behind it, we're doing it. I think one of you did the Marry, Kill, Sex game. Isn't that what it's called? Marry, Kill, Sex? Where you decide whether you'd marry someone. There's three people. Marry them, kill them, and have sex with them. So one person would be the married person. One is the kill. The other is the sex. And one of you did one. And I think it was Noam Whitmer. And I think it was Bobert, who is a total knockout. Stupid as shit and crazy. I would marry Whitmer. Now it's between sex and kill, between Noam and Bobert. I think I'm going to kill Noam and have sex with Bobert. Because if she's wild enough to give HJs in a movie theater, I mean, you know, anal's on the table. So there you go. Mary Whitmer, because, I mean, I think what I'm looking at there is big picture. All right? And I don't want to be married to a fucking puppy killer. And Bulbert's really dumb. So, all right. Bulbert, that's easy. That's a sex. Whitmer, I could see myself spending the rest of my life with her because, A, same age, okay, about, and I like her. I think she's fucking cool. And I know that the MAGA people are starting to come around on Whitmer because she gave Trump that HJ at Selfridge. Jeremy says, sex, Bulbert, kill the dog murderer. Cole says, definitely kill Whitmer, marry Bulbert, and sex with Noam. Megan says, Bulbert seems like she would talk all the way through sex. Okay. David in Hudsonville says, Whitmer is a babe, totally. Yeah, and that's the other thing. She's beautiful. She's full package, man. Triple threat. Chris says their big complaint is that the border jumpers are skipping the line over those doing it legally, and now they want to make it a game show. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's going to be a hand-picked group of illegals. You know? Rebecca says, Bulbert looks like she smells like fish. Yeah, that's okay, though. You know, that sometimes happens to people. You know, sometimes there might be an odor. And to me, that is the odor of sex. When you're wound up, that's like a good thing to some people. Like, I don't mind the taste of ass. Everybody knows that. All right. That's enough of that. Anyway, back to the game show. Let's see. And the thing about Noam is this is an active Homeland Security Secretary. This picture right here, she busted into a Mexican restaurant. And here she is with the tactical gear on and the rifle. And then she went over to the kitchen and she shot all the people that were working there. The ones that survived are in El Salvador. Here she is. She's fighting a fire. Now, what had happened before was Noem, she went over to Cesar Chavez Boulevard and she had some incendiary devices and she lit the people that live there's homes on fire. They're all Mexicans. And then she put on this gear and she put out the fires. That's how she rolls. This is the image right here of Noem flying through Texas. Corpus Christi, 80% Mexican population. She is firing Sidewinder missiles into daycares. It is Selena Daycare. And that's what happened. That's her actually doing that. So that's this is an image right here. I don't know what's going on. These two guys, I think they want to have sex with her. So she's something. I can't really stand up for what she does. You know, it all starts with she murdered a puppy. And then she blew up this daycare. Lit the Mexicans' homes on fire, then put them out and shot up the entire kitchen crew at the Beltline bar. That's fucked up. But at the end of the day, she looks like that. So I think all men should support her to some degree. We don't necessarily, it's kind of like hate the sin, love the sinner. And that's what we have here. So I don't know. I kind of am urging you all to do the same. Hate the sin, love the sinner. That's what a lot of MAGA people say about our gay audience members. You know, I love you, but you are a sinner, which is just fucking nuts. All right, so anyway, I keep getting sidetracked on this story about this game show. I want to know what they're going to do. I need more info as to the makeup. Because if it's a 30-page pitch that they've put in for this show called The American, what are they doing? I mean, you got to have, like, challenges, right? I mean, if you're going to be in a show titled The American, you need to do like American shit, like heroin, and attack people online, and, you know, intimidate gays. These are all very American things to do. Treat people like shit regularly. Cheat, lie, steal. To me, that's what Americans do. Steal from the poor. It says, quote, immigrants will compete in a string of challenges across the country, quote, for the honor of fast-tracking their way to U.S. citizenship. Citing a copy of the program pitch, it will celebrate what it means to be American and have a national conversation about what it means to be American. A national conversation? Yeah, I'm sure that's what you're doing. You're taking advantage of the this nonsense about immigrants are a threat to America and making a goddamn TV show about it. The guy who made this is the same guy who made, he produced Duck Dynasty. The Homeland Security Department is denying that Noem is involved, though sources are saying she supports it and wants it to proceed. The program pitch reportedly starts with 12 pre-vetted contestants arriving at Ellis Island in New York City aboard, quote, the citizenship. By the way, all that is a museum now. It's just symbolic why they would be doing that. The show's host, preferably a famous naturalized American like Colombian Sofia Vergara or Canadian Ryan Reynolds, will welcome them with a personalized baseball glove. What? They get a stupid baseball glove when they come to America? Is that supposed to be like America's pastime? You should give them a fucking football. Isn't football like infinitely more popular than baseball? Give them a baseball glove. Contestants would then travel from state to state aboard a train called the American to learn about each region's history and culture and compete in themed contests. Well, I like that. I hope they take them like in when they're in Michigan to north of the Hard Living Line to do that type of shit, like have sex with kids and, you know, eat bark and be poor. That's outstanding. Let's see here. Ranging from balancing on top of logs in Hayward, Wisconsin, to building and launching a rocket in Florida's Cape Canaveral, which houses a major NASA hub. Officials from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services are reportedly being eyed to tally the votes. So ICE, yeah, they should have like ICE on scene. So like if you can picture on Survivor at the end of the episode when one of them has to go, you'd have like Christy Noem on there saying, Manuel, the tribe has spoken. You've been iced. And then ICE, like 10 guys just show up and start beating the shit out of him and drag him out of there. And then they do like a follow-up show when he's getting pounded from behind in that prison in El Salvador. Oh, shit. We'll join the laughter, tears, frustration, and joy hearing their backstories as we are reminded of how amazing it is to be Americans, according to the pitch. The losing contestants will go home with, quote, iconically American prizes, including a million American Airlines points, a $10,000 Starbucks gift card, and a lifetime supply of 76 gasoline. Well, how's that going to work? They're not even in America. I guess they have those there. All right. You know, these are immigrants trying to get into the country. They probably don't even have cars. They will also have a leg up as they undergo the traditional citizenship process. Okay, all right. The big winner, meanwhile, will get sworn in as an American citizen on Capitol Hill by a top American politician or judge. There won't be a dry eye within 10 miles, the pitch reads. All right, then they talk a little bit more about this, that, and the other thing. All right, now, I guess what I'm asking is, why not? Why would this not be a good idea? I mean, I understand there's a lot of weirdo shit going around, but I think this is a winner. I mean, who wouldn't want to watch this shit? Chris says this cannot be real. Jeremy says, quote, you've been iced is a great catchphrase. It's true. Manuel, we're sorry. You've been iced. And then they come in like they're like rappelling down. Rebecca says this whole concept is dehumanizing. Well, what they're offering is, yes, 1,000%. However, these people have been through the ringer. They're looking at this as an opportunity to do what they want to do. Somebody's going to win the goddamn thing. They're going to be citizens. And the, you heard it. The rest get fast-tracked. I love it. I think this is a winner. I think you guys are a little bit too sensitive and should understand that when one of the most beautiful people in all of America is offering her stamp of approval, you go with that shit, goddammit. Now, if this were an ugly woman, I would be hell-bent against this idea. Rebecca says, these people have trekked thousands of miles to get to the border, and now we're going to make them fight to the death on a reality TV show. We are a third world country. Now, hold on a second there, Miss Overreact. We don't know the basis for, I don't think they're handpicking people as they're walking across, finishing their hundreds of thousands of miles or whatever the fuck it is that they've trekked. First of all, so you don't know that. And there is no fighting to the death. That would be cool, but that's not happening. All right. I think you're kind of making a bigger deal than this needs to be. Piano Finger Banger says, new idea, 100 immigrants taking on a gorilla. Winner gets to stay in the U.S. Well, you mean like if they're still alive? Because a gorilla is probably going to kill a lot of people. I would watch that. I would watch that. My money's on the agreement. I must have said something I shouldn't have. The immigrants. They, in fact, I think, have the strength, each one of like five guys. And I've seen how Joe Martinez works. Joe Martinez from a heating and cooling company is in the chat. He claims he's being held hostage. Couldn't be further from the truth. Man Bun Chris is here. He says, I'm just getting set up for the Rangers soccer match tonight. Wanted to pop in and say, hey, see you tonight, Easy. If anyone wants to come, it's a blast. 7 p.m. Davenport University, without a doubt. So all of you idiots, get together and just go there. It costs like next to nothing to get in. Buy some snacks and then let me know that you're there and get ready because I've got some facts about tonight's team that I will make up off of the top of my head. You're probably going to hear some of these drunken fans lose their shit at the refs, and that's always joyful. I love that. So it'll be Easy, Man Bun Chris, and Coltron up in the booth. We're taking on Southern Indiana Football Club or whatever the fuck they are. So I'll be busting out some facts about the beautiful community of Southern Indiana during the game. And my facts will be heard on the live stream. There's a live stream of the game, which I got to get my hands on that footage because I like listening back to the facts. The Michigan Rangers, that is top level professional soccer. Like, if you think of, like, the Euro League, it's bigger than that. You've got top tier is Michigan Rangers League, whatever that's known as. And then below that is the Euro League. So the best soccer players in the world will be at Davenport University. And Chris is the entrepreneur who owns soccer in West Michigan. So I told him he needs to increase the price of admission to like $700 or $800 per. But I think it's like $5, maybe even less. Easy, I will get it to you after the game. We found a way to paywall this year. A couple of bucks to watch it live either way. Well, what's the link? I mean, how do we look it up? Maybe people want to watch the world's best soccer at Davenport University as the Michigan Rangers take on the Southern Indiana buttfucks from Davenport University. He will email it to me. My God, ladies and gentlemen, I know you're waiting with bated breath for that link so that you can watch World's Best Soccer League. It's the WSL. I'm sorry. WBSL, World's Best Soccer League, tonight. And there's a game Sunday night, same place, 8 p.m. I'll be there for both of those. Chris was just telling me that he heard from Lionel Messi. I don't know if you've heard of that guy. He wanted to play for the Michigan Rangers for no cost. He said he just needed like the pedigree. And Chris said, no, you cannot. We have a full team that are much better than you. So, no, you cannot play. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, it might be the 4.5 hours of sleep I got. I feel exhausted now. I'm just glad to be alive after those storms. All right. There is no real update on the meeting between Fatathon members Jeremy and Rebecca, who are here in the chat right now. They are going on a date this weekend. I don't know if it's today or tomorrow. So, there you go. I don't really have anything to say about it, but I just love that it up to this point. It's tomorrow, by the way. Jeremy says the meeting is tomorrow. We should probably call it a date, right? I mean, this is a date. Nothing more than that, just a date. These people might hate each other. Rebecca says tomorrow, but the conversation has been great so far. No, it's been totally cool. You two have similar sensibilities about you. You both have the common goal of being less disgusting. And the fact that between you, you've lost north of 120 pounds because of your efforts. Outstanding. And just going to get together and have a meal. I love it. Yeah. Take it slow. That's what they say, right? Now listen to me. Outside of saying hello to each other and going out on a date, I don't really want to hear about you two. Let's say you hit it off so much that you decide to eat each other's asses. I do not want to hear about that. Okay? I don't tell me. Don't. This is it. Nothing more than that. Just updates on, hey, we're going out again. Boy, we had a great time. But leave it at that. I don't want to hear, you might not believe this, but when it comes to that type of like serious talk, I'm a goddamn prude. No way. I do not want to hear about audience members porking. All right. That is very private information. And I think Rebecca's the problem. She says, oh, we're going to send you the video. My God. Piano Finger Banger says, the only ass eating we discuss on this show is between EZ and Queen of the Forest. Exactly. You know, and I do that simply for the comedic value of talking about eating ass. I really don't want you to picture me eating an asshole. And that's what Megan says. Says the man who likes to eat ass and tell us about it. Look, you morons. Have you not heard me say that this goddamn show is satire and comedy? Of course I don't eat ass. My God. Jeremy has some couth, unlike this fucking slob Rebecca. He says, like I said yesterday, this is a nice, fun butt sniffing. Well, and then he messes it up by saying, while I'm back there, I might as well get a taste and report back. No, you don't. Megan says, please don't yell at me. Of course not. I would never dream of that. Piano Finger Banger says, raise your hand if you believe EZ, and you should all raise your hands. All right. What to do? Let me talk about some of these great sponsors. I'm already behind on that. I already mentioned Berlin Raceway. Awesome. King's Room Barbershop today. Get in a haircut. Oh, my God. Kingsroom.net. Caledonia. Northland Drive. And 821 36th Street. So good. Haircuts are $19. When you go to their website, kingsroom.net, you get exact locations, hours of operation, schedules. And it's haircuts for dudes and chicks who like short hair. It's what they do at King's Room Barbershop. You'll love the people. You'll love the atmosphere. You'll love that it's $19 a haircut plus tip. So good at King's Room Barbershop. You got Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. That's right. They might be being called on today to clean up some storm damage. You can call or text 616-828-8225. Please mention EZ when you do that. Or go to their website, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. 616-828-8225. How about Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV? Oh, yeah. Right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan, ervines.com. That is ervines.com for any type of car repair. Could be on your car. Maybe you got an EV or a hybrid. If you get in the weeds or just know that that's not your thing, have Irvines do it and mention me, please. The best in the area, 616-532-6600. One of the more popular podcasters in the world today is Theo Vaughn. Theo Vaughn. I know he's funny. Of course, I don't listen. I don't listen to any podcast other than Free Beer and Hot Wings to get content. It's not like I have time. People say, hey, man, what do you listen to? What do you? Nothing. Not a damn thing. I know everybody loves this guy, though. He was on Trump was on his show too. He's one of those guys that had Trump on. So I think he's a righty, if you will. It's whatever. I don't give a shit. I do not. I just find him funny. He's at a bar in Nashville. I guess people had been heckling him. If you're going to have Trump on your show, I think you got to be willing to be heckled. I mean, you got to be expecting it, right? Because you never know who you're in public with. Now, I don't think that means anybody should get harassed. But let's say I had Trump on, and then I went to whatever, and somebody started busting my balls over it. I would like to think that 10 out of 10 times, I would be able to just ignore. That did not happen with Theo Von. Dude, I don't know if this dude's attending a birthday. The guy in the camo with the balloons. You can't even see Theo. There's so many balloons in this idiot's hand. I don't know if I'm going to be too threatened by guy with balloons. Reminds me of that scene in Goodfellas, or I'm sorry, Casino. We need a birthday party. This is the video. Sound is weird. Okay, so they're going back and forth. This guy says something to Theo. I don't think the guy put his hand on him, but in the article it said that the guy put his hand. He might have touched him. I don't know. He might have just brushed up against him. I think he might have brushed up against him. Okay. He touches him. Theo says, hey, don't touch me. Something else is said. He goes into the throat, pushes him away. Guy just, now that's it. There's nothing more to it than that. I don't know if he grabbed him by the throat. I think he put his hands on his throat and pushed him away at a bar in Nashville on May 2nd. That's tough. You know, somebody's fucking with you. I mean, I get it.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style. And a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
But, I don't know. Famous guy. Leave him alone. Him and I don't think anything happened of it. But with that, I mean, if you're the guy who just got, you can probably press charges if that's what's going on. If that's your thing, which is ridiculous. Typically, if famous guy touches dude anywhere, dude did something. You know, I don't know what you could possibly expect happening. In my opinion, there should be a special caveat. If famous guy is minding his business and weirdo starts harassing him and famous guy puts his hand on harasser, that's not assault. Okay. So like the day one, EZ, I'm making this a law, EO, executive order. So Theo Von would be in front of a judge just saying, well, I see you put your hand on this guy's throat. What did he say to you? Yeah, he told me to go fuck myself and because I had Trump on. Oh, did he? Yes. Sir, did you say that? Well, yeah, I did. So what? He assaulted me. No, case dismissed. You have to pay Theo Von's court costs. I think that that should be a thing. Like all the time that Alec Baldwin gets harassed out in public, and he always wants to either shoot you dead or beat your ass. There's all sorts of instances where people have harassed Alec Baldwin. It actually should be okay for him to just pull out that gun that he murdered that woman with and shoot whoever is harassing him. It's the new easy executive order. Harass a famous person, die, executive order. Little clumsy on the wording. Might have to work a little harder on that. Wood chop that. And then we'll pick it up from there. It's not audible what they said. Eyewitnesses said. First of all, the group had told him they were trying to mess with them on camera. Nashville police confirmed that they actually did get an assault complaint. They did receive a misdemeanor assault complaint at the bar on May 4th, but investigators decided to take no further action. That's good. That should be the case. Vaughn has declined to comment on the incident. Hopefully he will, because it will be funny and it will be interesting. Meanwhile, Trump invited Vaughn yesterday to go to Qatar with him to visit American troops. That's a nice gesture. You know, you're a comic. You go visit the troops, make them laugh. A lot of those military guys, they love Trump, you know? So you got Theo Von. You got the president in Qatar. Theo Von just grabbed the guy. That's the thing. You do shit these days that would have gotten you in jail in other presidencies. Now you can say any type of slur that you want. You can beat up any Mexican. There are no ramifications. If you put your hands on someone and you know the president, you are not in trouble. It's like that scene in Green Book when Dr. Shirley was in jail and he made the call to Attorney General Robert Kennedy, who then called the governor of Mississippi and called the goddamn jailer in that fucking backwater town and got Dr. Shirley and goddamn Lord of the Rings guy out. What the fuck is his name again? Viggo Mortensen played the character of Jimmy the Lip, Joey the Lip. You ever see Green Book, the movie Green Book? It is fucking great. Green Book. Jail scene.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's.
As long as you're there.
I say, sir, you know how fast you're going. Sorry, officer, I didn't mean to speed, but...
As my mother always said, what kind of brand new fool are you? Look at them over there. Take a good look at the officer you hit. Look at him. He's over there having a grand old time chatting up with his pals.
So Dr. Shirley is a musician driving across the U.S. Performing on piano, classical music. This is a true story. And then this guy is driving him all around as his chauffeur / bodyguard. They're in the deep south. They wind up in jail because he's black. And the lip there punched one of the cops.
Enjoying a nice cup of coffee.
And Dr. Shirley's given one phone call. We don't know who he's called. Well, you know now because I told you, but great ass scene.
Coffee. And where are you? In here with me, who did nothing.
Okay, so he's mad at the lip because he chose violence. Yeah. Giving him a pep talk.
But I'm the one who pays the price. I'm the one who's going to miss the Birmingham show.
Hey, I'm going to lose a lot of money, too, if you don't play Birmingham.
So that little temper tantrum, was it worth it? Hmm? You never win with violence, Tony. You only win when you maintain your dignity. Dignity always prevails.
That's why I act the way I act. Okay? I think of Dr. Shirley there. Whenever I think about how great I am.
And tonight, because of you, we did not.
I wouldn't touch that mattress, Doc.
There's Bill Foley.
No, sir. No, I'm not, sir. Yes, sir, he's right here, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Give me. Chief Pratt, who's this? Baloney. Yes, sir. I can hear it now, Governor.
No, sir, I'm sorry. Well, of course I can recognize your voice. It's...
Sir, you're saying the boy we got locked up called who? Oh, and he called you.
No, sir, an officer was assaulted in the line.
No, sir, no. I don't want no National Guard coming down here, neither, sir. Good night to you and the missus. Get him out.
What?
Cut him goddamn loose.
That digger what hit me?
You won't keep your goddamn job? Then you do what I goddamn tell you to do when I goddamn tell you to do it. And I'm telling you to get him the goddamn out.
Who the hell'd you call?
Yes.
Bobby Kennedy just saved our asses. My dog. How great is that?
Gotta see that movie. That's a fucking great movie. Green Book. Branjo says the only scene I know from Casino is the hand and hammer scene. If you're playing vid, ZZ, play the hammer scene from Casino. Oh my God. Cheater's justice. That's the one. The balloon scene is just before Cheater's Justice.
That's enjoy that delicious cup of Scooter's coffee. You earned it.
The future of trading is here.
God.
On Robinhood.
I mean, ads we have to see, goddammit.
Like these yokels here who never heard of Nikki or the bosses back home, because they're the morons who give you the most trouble. Even after we catch them, they try sneaking back with beards and wigs and fake noses.
De Niro, Don Rickles. Is Don still with us? I think he died. I think he did die. By the way, Jimmy Norton played a great Don Rickles in The Irishman.
These assholes by watching the way they bet. Like this guy. He's betting lavender chips at 500 each with only one little problem. He's always guessed right. If he wasn't so fucking greedy, he'd have been tough for the spot. But in the end, they're all greedy. Wasn't protecting his hand. Dealer was weak, but he wasn't in on it. He just wasn't protecting his hand. He was lifting his whole card way too high.
Did you see that shot? That is vintage Scorsese. Get up close on the eyes and follow his face. Gives you the impression that his eye, you're looking at his eyes right now.
Now here's this guy reading the dealer's whole card and signaling his buddy at this table.
I said so one time before.
He's got the wire on his leg.
And that's just what these hustlers look for. They cruise from casino to casino looking for weak dealers the way lions look for weak antelope.
Operator, this is Mr. Rock. Get me Armstrong and Friday over at Pittsburgh right away.
Something's up. Lots of cops milling around. Smoking inside.
DJ 19, second base of beer. Operator, my name is Mr. Happy.
All right, wow. Mr. Happy, that's code for distraction.
Happy birthday.
Meanwhile,
to
that's happening. Dude with cattle prod. Take this, motherfucker. Oh, guy is all fucked up now. Okay. There we go.
He's fine, folks.
He's fine. Call medical. No big deal. And then they go fuck him up.
They never know what hit them. And if and when they do find out that they just got zapped by a cattle prod, they wish they really did have
this
a heart attack.
This guy's out. All right. Don Rickles is going to follow the first guy there. Well, this dude...
Turns out this guy and his fucking pals, Cheaters they justice. Were knocking this place dead for years.
Hey, what are you doing?
Ah! There it is.
That's it. Cheaters justice. Oh,
gosh. Oh. Hey, this dude's up the circular phone.
No!
I wanted everybody to know that things were changed around here. We had to make an example of these pricks that the party was over.
This is how I handle former Zaniacs.
I'm just curious. I saw you shuffling your checks with your right hand. Can you do that with both hands?
That's Pellerito right there, the guy who's being held down.
No, can't do it with both hands.
And
no,
I'm the guy with the hammer.
Can you do it with your left hand?
Oh, I never tried.
So you're a righty?
Yeah.
Guys.
Ah! Oh! Ah! Ah!
Destroys his left hand with a hammer. I like how he gives the nod, and then in comes the hammer. What? There's the nod.
Ow! 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 God! Ow!
Now you're going to have to learn with your left hand.
It's 100, 110.
Yes, it is.
This guy thinks he's good.
Okay.
Hiya. That's a lot of money to be counting out in public. Take a moment to the office and verify it. Huh?
Yes.
A little privacy. And by the way, send over a nice bottle of champagne on ice. Huh?
Send sure some champagne. This guy's all
nervous. By the way, I'm Billy Sherman, your casino manager.
Having a good time?
Yes, sir.
You don't want to count the money of privacy. You know you're going to need a crowd.
I have a plane to catch to Cleveland.
Oh, we'll
can I get my winnings?
Okay.
Look what they did to my hand, man.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. What do you want?
I just want to get out of here.
And don't forget to tell your friends what happens if they fuck around here. You understand?
I'm sorry. I made a bad mistake.
You're fucking right you made a bad mistake. Because if you come back here, we catch either one, we're going to break your fucking heads and you won't walk out of here. You see that fucking saw? We're going to use it. You don't fuck around in this place. You got it?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Thank you.
Throw him out in the alley and just tell the cops you got hit by a car.
Yeah, the car hit his hand. That is outstanding. Both of those are worth a watch. Thank you. It's always fun to look at those clips. All right. Where was I? What were we doing on here? How did this even happen? Oh, we were talking about Theo Von. And then it led to clips somehow. Well, anyway, you see somebody famous, don't be an asshole. Doesn't matter who they are. Even unless if it's like, what's the guy's name? who said that the Connecticut shooting was fake. I don't know why he just popped into my head. What is his name? Alex Jones. It's okay to harass him. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to the asshole of the day, and if you have a suggestion, by all means, please put it in the chat. A word about Dumpaholics. They gave me that dumpster. How about them? Dumpaholics, H-A-U-L-I-C-S, co.com. Get a dumpster from Dumpaholics. 616-375-9962. That's 616-375-9962. When it comes to health care, you can get your health care policy through healthcare.gov on your own, but who wants to do that? Have Frank help you. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. His services are free. He's a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker and ready to hear from you. Go to the website buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out that form where it says, where'd you hear about me? Make sure you put Eric Zane. And he'll get back a hold of you and tell you how he can help you. And again, his services are free. He gets paid by insurance companies from the policy that you get. Buyinsurancehere.com with Frank Fuss. Last but not least, he's certainly on the mend, recovering after taking a bad lick. Just as the race last week was getting started, I'm talking about Adam Kasari of Adam Kasari Realty. He is the realtor of choice on the show, A-D-A-M-C-A-S-A-R-I, on Facebook. You can also reach out to Adam at 616-914-4061. So if you're thinking about selling your home or maybe you want to buy a home, reach out to Adam, driver of the limited late model 9K car. We traded services. I put my logo on the roof of his car, and I talk about him here about his realty business. So there you go. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, think about Adam Kasari and pick his brain. 616-914-4061. By the way, will not be racing this week. He is still suffering the effects of a hard lick he took 2 weeks ago. Branjo says A+ pronunciation of realtor there. Yeah, I learned that one. Realtor. Eric Zane for calling me the problematic one. Does not qualify. I mean, I can be the asshole of the day, but that's not good enough. If you have an asshole of the day, I think I know who it is, but I mean, it's got to be. Without a doubt, just because we're talking about it and I was reminded of it. The asshole of the day is Christy Noem, because she killed the goddamn dog. Christy Noem, dog killing skank is what Rebecca says. That would be cool if she is. I still love her because she is so infinitely beautiful. Look, I am not above throwing my support to people based on very, very shallow reasons. Even dog murderers. Why did I just go even dog murderers? So back off. Thank you, folks. You are an awesome crew. Thank you for being part of the show. I have a Patreon bonus podcast to do a little bit later on. I am hoping that you join me. patreon.com/Eric Zane. It's free. Sign up free for 7 days. If you don't want it, you cancel it. If you like it, keep it going. I made this big hard push on this yesterday. Push on it yesterday. I got two people to sign up. Pepe Clifton and Mikey, I believe. All right. There you go, folks. Thank you so much. I will talk to you later on. Thanks for the time. Bye-bye.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.